The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. If you ask why, it's just because I can do it.
I sat here and I thought, okay, I know the music. It's the theme music for your other show, Beyond.
Which is going to change air times.
It's going to be when?
Well, it was at midnight, but I felt like I wasn't getting enough coverage.
Okay.
So it'll be Saturday morning at 8.
Okay. And then I was waiting for the talking while you were playing your music, and it wasn't there.
Nope.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Because we do have a disclaimer, don't we?
We do.
All right.
Do you know what it is?
Nope.
No, well, I don't have my copy.
Oh, you don't?
No.
And you don't have it recorded?
Oh, probably do.
Okay. What is today? She said that she was tired today. So we have a disclaimer. Do you want to wing it?
No.
We're not responsible for anything that we say. That's about it, right?
Very good.
And neither is the station.
You got it.
Yeah, so whatever comes out of our mouths, the station didn't know anything about it, and sometimes we don't either.
And it just comes out.
And I find all of my information on the internet or in books.
Yep.
So we don't make anything up. We may elaborate a little bit with a little bit of falsehood.
Yeah.
All in good fun.
But we never tell you that.
No, we don't.
And you just blew it.
So I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we're Stuff. And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30. And hey, shout out to my husband. Again today, he said, "I gotta go listen to the show." I'm so excited about that.
Hi, handsome.
And we're here at WTBR 89.7 FM.
But if he's listening, we can't talk about him.
We can't, so I have to be really careful.
He's such a wonderful guy.
Yeah, oh yes, he's great. He never complains.
Oh my!
No, I mean it. My husband never complains about me. Never.
I wonder what he's hiding.
It's crazy. Yeah, I do the complaining. Enough for both of us.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah.
It balances out. Yeah, you have a pretty low-key hubby, too.
I do have a very low-key guy.
Yeah.
And when he gets really had enough, he lets it out.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's an unpleasant thing.
So, and then what do you do? Just walk away?
No, oh. I should. I should.
You jump right in the mix?
It's kind of.
Well, I think it's therapeutic.
It's like, what? Why didn't you tell me this before?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. That can be dangerous. That can be a dangerous reply. Not a dangerous reply. A dangerous comment that's requiring that reply is dangerous.
I said, if there was anything you could change about me, would you? And he just looked at me, wouldn't say a word.
Oh, no. Because he really can't win either way.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, because if he says... yes, that's a disaster.
Then it's like, what?
If he says no, then you say, what? You mean there's not one thing, and that conversation could go on for an hour? Honey, pick one thing.
Or I'll just say, oh, isn't that sweet?
Would you?
And keep doing what I'm doing.
What if he said he wanted you to be 7 feet tall?
I'd say, buy me the boots.
Wouldn't you say, but why? You don't like the height that I am? It starts a whole...
I see where you're going. You
see?
Want to make trouble. Yeah,
oh.
Your drama. Yeah.
It's a lose-lose. It's a lose-lose. So do you want to do your true or false, or do you want me to do the holidays?
You usually do the holidays.
I will do the holidays. So we're inserting some shows that we may have pre-recorded, and so if this show is not in the order that you think it might be in,
mm-hmm,
we'll try not
mm-hmm.
to say like the date that it is today. Or
oh, good.
But I'm going to run with the holidays from April 11th to 18th.
Okay.
So if it's past, well, save it for next year. If it's coming up, you might have an idea of something that you might want to do. Tuesday. No, it's not Tuesday, because we're not going to do the days, because this is actually from last year. So we'll just do the date, because
okay.
The dates and the days, as you know, don't line up every year.
Oh, she's good, isn't she?
But
look,
it's the same. I'm almost doing math.
I'm
ouch.
Watching her hand in the screen.
Are
here.
You? Oh,
yeah,
you can see
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
All right. April 11th is Submarine Day. It's also Be Kind to Lawyers Day. And it's also Barbershop Quartet Day.
Da da da
da. Da. Ever seen one?
No, but I know people that are in it.
They're good.
Yeah, yeah.
They're good. And they can be funny. April 12th is Grilled Cheese Day with Tomato Soup. The 12th is also Yuri's Night. I don't know what that is.
Spell that.
Y-U-R-I-S.
I have no idea.
I don't either. Let's
Who's
skip it.
Who's Yuri?
I don't know. Who's Yuri? Hey, if anybody knows who Yuri is.
Tell us. Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
April 13th is Scrabble Day. So you can just, all day. You can play Scrabble all day.
I scrabble all over the place.
Do you? Different kind of scrabble. That's
yeah.
more like scramble.
Yeah.
The 14th is International Moment of Laughter Day. It's also Reach as High as You Can Day. And it's Look Up into the Sky Day. The 16th is Eggs Benedict Day.
I like Eggs Benedict.
You like Eggs Benedict with spinach. Yes?
Kind of, yeah, on a croissant.
Yeah, I think you and I went out to breakfast one time. Did
uh-huh.
you have that?
Uh-huh.
I love
uh-huh.
Eggs Benedict. 16th is also Wear Pajamas to Work Day.
Oh, and that did not go for negligees.
No. Okay. That could be really bad. Could be. I have a onesie. My daughter bought me a onesie.
Is this got the seat in it?
Oh, yeah. It's all the one thing. You zip up the front. And you have to take the whole thing down to go into the toilet. The 17th is Haiku Day.
Haiku?
What's haiku?
Haiku is a short poem.
Oh, it is.
Yes, and you hit three lines, and you can only have 757 in each row.
It's a three words in
syllable.
A line.
Yeah.
Three syllables.
Yeah. Well, it's three lines. First line has...
I ate pie.
No, you got to have, I think, 7 for the first, 5 for the second, and 7 syllables for the third.
And does this poem...
Or it's the opposite of that.
Does it rhyme?
It doesn't have to.
I can't understand that poems
They're
don't
Japanese.
Rhyme.
They're Japanese.
Oh, they have to be in Japanese.
No, it's a Japanese style.
Style. Interesting.
Some of them are really, really good.
I'll bet they are. The 18th is Columnist Day.
Up it.
So if you know a columnist, I know there's a few regulars in the Berkshire Eagle.
There's a Doric and the Ionic and the...
The columnist in the Berkshire Eagle? What? I'm a columnist. I'm a columnist
yes,
in the Berkshire
and I have
Eagle.
I've never been able to find your column.
My column is in the Book of Homes, which is published once a month.
When, though?
It's a separate supplement, the third Thursday or third Saturday of the month. I don't know if they changed the day, but you can get it online as well. Book of Homes.
Book of Homes.
Yeah. Book of Homes is a supplement that was created decades ago that had all realtors would post their listings there and promote themselves. And then there was advertising from mortgage companies and banks and things that were in there.
Uh-huh.
And it still exists, even though now a lot of things are, a lot of all of our listings and all are on the internet.
Yeah.
But it's still alive. And I do a Dear Lynn column every month, and sometimes it's fun.
I want to see it.
Wow.
Can I just go Lynn's column on Google?
I don't know. I never thought of that.
I don't get the paper where I live, so I don't.
So you'd have to go online, on the Berkshire Eagles website.
Yeah.
And see if you can search the Book of Homes that way.
Book of Homes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So you have got true or false or riddle?
I have true or false, and let's see, which ones do I have? Ah, two false, one true. Only one of these is right. The birth name of legendary baseball player Babe Ruth was Samuel Gerald Ruth, Jr. Number two. The Richter scale classifies hurricanes into five categories. Number three. California is nicknamed the artichoke capital of the world. Only one of those is true.
I think I know already. I do. I think I know already.
Wow.
But I could be wrong. You know, what can I say?
Wow.
Could be wrong.
Okay.
I have things to talk to you about that that relates to cats.
Oh.
So these are things you can do with your cat.
You don't know my cat.
And you know, when I was reading it, I thought, I'd love to just borrow somebody's cat because this is so cool. You can tell your cat you love them just with a blink.
Yes. It's a slow blink.
It's a slow, so you can do that?
Yes.
So it says here, in the wild, closing your eyes is dangerous. That's part of why cats don't actually need to blink in the same way we do. Instead, cats use blinking or soft, partially closed eyes to communicate comfort, rest, and relaxation, much like us.
It's a very sweet thing.
That means blinking is one of the best ways to communicate with your cat using language that they understand. Renowned cat expert Jackson Galaxy, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
He explains in a video that I saw on this website, which I didn't print, so I don't have the name of the website. But he says that one of the only ways that we can just zoom in and get instant relationships with our cats is to blink. You simply make gentle eye contact.
Very gentle, yep.
Slowly blink. If everything goes well, your cat will slowly blink back.
That's true.
I love it.
They do. Yeah.
I would love to. I should watch the video on the website that I don't remember
so
I went
cute.
To.
All right. The easiest time to add insult to injury is when you're signing someone's cast.
And they can't get rid of it. It will be there forever. Unless they have some whiteout.
Yeah.
Or some paint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Casts are difficult to sign now. They're bumpy.
They're bumpy, but if you have a felt marker.
Yes. A Sharpie.
And
then, have you ever had one?
Two.
Did you save the cast?
Yes.
Do you still have them?
No.
Yeah. So what makes us throw them away?
It's like, what am I doing with this?
I know. For a while, it was so meaningful.
And they smell.
And they do. They do. Yeah, because you've got the cloth underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets all sweaty and everything.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
Blunt pencils are really pointless.
Oh, gosh. And again, move on.
What if there were no hypothetical questions?
Ooh. That's a twist. That's a good one. That's a brain tease.
Pollen is what happens when flowers can't keep it in their pants. P-L-A-N-T-S. If you don't pay your exorcist, do you get repossessed?
Oh, gee. Oh, gee.
I threw a boomerang a couple years ago. I know now live in constant terror.
Wear a helmet. Wear a helmet all the time. So let's talk about this.
Okay.
Did you ever throw a boomerang?
I did, but it didn't work.
It didn't come back?
No, I'm not a boomerang expert.
I'm not either. I could never get it to come back. Never. No. Nope. Just gone, and there it goes. And I didn't lose it.
But I knew where it went. It landed on the ground a few feet away.
Yeah, somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, never got the knack of it. It's really cool that people do that, and they can have it come back and just catch it. Because they practice.
Or hit something with it.
Or hit something. Mm-hmm. So do you know, and I'm sure you know this, but I think it's really cool, and I've seen videos, give your cat a cardboard box.
They will rather the box than anything else you give them.
They love the box.
Up until a certain age. And the smaller the box, the better.
Now, smaller the box when they're a kitten, and then when they get larger, do you give them a larger box? Or they
No. A big cat will try to fit into a little box.
So has your cat or your cats ever got stuck?
Yes.
Have they ever been stuck?
Well, not they've fallen over. But they like, for some reason, it's comforting, it's closed. And
it's really fun to watch videos of cats having fun and playing around. So it says here, and of course, everyone has boxes because everyone orders stuff online.
You got that right.
They're pretty happy to have their way with boxes in the house. So they like to chew on cardboard, is what it says here, creating cozy beds. Or playing a game of cat and mouse with your legs. Cats seem to get an endless amount of enjoyment from a simple cardboard box. What does that have to do with your legs?
Well, you can take your toes or even your fingers and just scratch along the side of the box and they'll go crazy.
Oh. So it says if you want to be a little more interactive, try cutting out a small cat-sized hole in the cardboard box and sealing it up. Not the hole. Sealing up the box and then cutting a hole.
Oh.
This will turn a simple cardboard box, a hole big enough for them to get in and out of.
Right.
Yeah. This will turn a simple cardboard box into an exclusive cat-only clubhouse. You can put a little catnip inside. But didn't you tell me your cats don't like catnip?
They've grown out of it. There's a stray cat that comes around every once in a while. He loves it. But they're tired
they're
of
done.
It. They're done.
They're done.
I don't think their noses smell anymore.
Done that. No?
I mean, once they get old like that.
Yeah, their sense of smell goes?
I think so.
Really?
I mean, they're in double digits.
Oh. Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of us triple.
Oh. What about putting a cat or letting a cat play in a paper bag?
Yeah, that works too.
I had a friend who did that. That was pretty fun because she would tap on the outside of the paper bag and the cat would attack from the inside and the cat would be all over the place.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool. Meow. Jake, I hate to see a girl standing in a bus when I am comfortably seated. Lily, so what do you do? Jake, I close my eyes. Went to the beach and fed the birds cannabis-laced cake. They seemed to like it. I left no turn unstoned.
That'd be funny to see a seagull stoned or drunk. It would be. That would really be funny.
That would be funny.
I remember when my sisters and I were at the beach, there was a seagull that only had one leg.
Oh.
And the other leg wasn't just gone. It was almost like cut off in the middle.
Ouch.
Yeah, so it was just a little stick.
Some shark came along.
And something, yeah. I think sometimes, and we did see one like this, that got its legs caught up in fishing line.
Oh.
Don't throw stuff in the ocean.
No.
Plastic bottles, fishing line, the plastic sleeves that come around a 6-pack or a 12-pack of water, and you might take that to the beach, you know. And
just because it's not your habitat doesn't mean someone doesn't live there.
Yeah, yeah. But this little seagull was surviving well with one little leg, and we felt so bad for
it. Did he tell you that?
Did. Mm-hmm. Looked right at us and did slow close of the eyes, a very slow blink. And we said, oh, he loves us. I love the next one. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. A spider asked a human, why are you afraid of me? Human, well, all the reasons I had have been replaced by the fact you can talk.
I hate spiders. I hate spiders. I can tell you a quick spider story. Being a realtor, I have to go into a lot of houses, and sometimes the houses have very, very old basements. So when you walk down there, there's cobwebs in the ceiling and things. And have you ever seen a spider that's been there for decades?
It's white.
It's weird. It's real. It's like being in a haunted house. There are these white things hanging from webs.
Do you wear a hat?
Just turn white, and they look alive. I mean, they're
the air current will make them move.
Well, I didn't wear a hat, but remember, I'm 5'8", and back in the 80s, we had big hair.
Oh, my.
So I would be the one that they always made when we did a caravan of our office to go see listings together. I always was the first one to go down the stairs to the old basement.
Oh, that's not
so bad. I cleared the way. And I would come out of basement sometimes, and my fellow workers would be, you know, picking a little white spider thing out of my big hair.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, that's not fun. Mm-mm. It's a crazy thing to see. So here we go. Mount a bird feeder.
Okay.
Just for your cat.
That's cruel.
Wait. And look for the kitty chatter. So listen. Cats love to watch birds, and a well-placed bird feeder can give your cats hours of excitement and mental stimulation. But these aren't just activities for your cat. These are fun activities for both of you. So you mount your bird feeder. So the one that they suggest is you put one on your window, mm-hmm. and your cat's inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you can give your cat hours of excitement and mental stimulation. Watch your cat do something that maybe they've never seen. Just, they're going to chatter, evidently. Yeah, the cat will stare intently at the bird and then rapidly chatter their jaw.
Yep.
Yes? Like they're really cold.
Yeah.
And it says here, while making a quiet meow, it's fun to watch, and you can both enjoy sitting by the window and watching the birds come by. Just so you know what you're in for, there's a video that you can watch on this website that I don't have the address for, where you can see the chat of the cat and the birds.
Yeah. I would say do not put it on your window.
Where
Please
would you put it?
Don't put it on your window.
Outside?
Put it outside on a pole or stake or something that they are not going to go flying into your window.
Oh, yes.
Because most of those things that they apply to your window are clear because yes. they want you to see the bird.
Yes.
And they don't see it.
That's true. That is true. So would you put stickers on your window maybe? Then you can't see them.
I suppose, but yeah, that's kind of corny.
So will your, if you have a bird feeder on a pole outside, will mm-hmm. your cats climb the pole to get at the birds? No.
At least mine don't, not okay. anymore.
Wow.
And they don't chatter anymore either.
No more chattering. You need to get some baby cats.
Greg will kill
you
me.
You need to get some little kittens. You need
no
to get a
more
kitty, kitty,
pets.
Kitty, kitty. But it's a little kitty. That's, oh. Kitty, kitty, kitty. I'm going to bring you one. bring you a little kitty, and you won't be able to resist it.
You know that's true. Don't do that.
And Greg will love it.
Oh God!
Oh,
Just make sure it's black with a little bit of white.
Not white with a little bit of black.
No, more black than white.
More black than white.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I like those.
Okay.
Like tuxedo cats.
Yeah, a tuxedo cat with little white paws.
Oh,
I'm going to go look for a kitty, kitty, kitty.
No, she's going to kill me. There are two words that have opened a lot of doors for me in my life. Push and pull.
Saw that coming.
Did you know?
Yeah, I did.
You were so smart and clever.
Look at the thick chunk of paper you have today.
Oh, I got stuff.
She's got a chunk stapled together.
Husband. Babe. After work, I had an accident. Sabrina took me to the hospital. After various tests, they said I was in a bad state with cervical dislocation, multiple facial injuries. Also, they will have to amputate my right leg. Wife, who's Sabrina? I need a raise. I told my boss that three companies were after me, and I need a raise. My boss asked, what companies? I replied, gas, water, and electricity.
Oh! These are the kind of things that, you know, I watch the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Yes.
And you know that I like Andy Griffith in the morning, just, you know, because it's on and I watch it. And these are the ones that Dick Van Dyke, you know, when they're writing for the show.
Yep.
Yeah. Little buddy. Buddy. Hide treats around your house.
For whom?
For your cats.
Oh.
Or for Greg. So if you were to hide treats for Greg, what would you hide?
Something he could smell.
Okay, what would it be?
Wait a minute, I got it. No, wait a minute.
I can see it. I can see it coming. Drinking. Drinking, she's doing charades. Beer.
Irish
whiskey.
No.
Irish, well, cream de menthe.
What's the?
Irish coffee. Oh, knocking. You would
no,
be
no,
knock-
no. What's the name? What's the name of the beer?
The beer, Irish beer. Guinness.
Yes, Guinness.
Guinness.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Ma, that I forgot what to say. I'll never be able to do it again.
So, you would hide beer?
I would hide Guinness.
And he'd find it?
He'd find it.
I ride a horse, and the horse's name is Guinness.
No?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Guinness.
All right.
I don't know if he's Irish.
Does he go fast?
He can.
Ah.
Yeah, he can. His tongue hangs out of his mouth. I have never, ever seen that. And I asked about it, and I said, we don't know. And then I found out it's because this poor little horse doesn't have any bottom teeth.
Aww.
But when I put the bit in his mouth, it's not as bad. But when I just kind of lead him, that big old tongue just hanging out.
I have always wanted to ride a horse, but I can't.
Why?
Something with my back. I just can't sit comfortably.
No, you can't get comfortable.
No. It's too wide.
And it hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't want it to hurt. You could lay on it. You could just get up in a stirrup and lay across the saddle like a dead body.
The images that I'm getting through this atmosphere.
We could go to the carousel. Oh, the carousel's closed.
It is, but are they trying to sell that?
I guess. I don't really know what's happening with it. I'm not up on the news.
People are saying they should move it.
I think it should be on First Street at the big park there that's got the stage and a playground, and there's an ice cream place across the street.
Ooh, that sounds like
it's the perfect place. It's the Cannon on First Street. It would be beautiful there. But there's, you know, the politics of the city and the things going on that we don't know about. if I were to hide things, since you asked for Mark, I would have a ball because I would hide cookies, chocolate.
Oh, I thought you were going to say meatballs.
Nope, cookies. I would hide chicken wings. I would hide bubbly. You know the buble soda that's bubbly?
I've never had it.
He likes that. It's not soda. It's seltzer water that's flavored. I would hide ice cream.
Are there really bubbles in it?
Oh, yeah. It's carbonated. It's actually really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would hide those things.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Peanuts.
No, Greg is not nuts.
No. I think he is. I think both of our husbands are nuts because they put up with us.
He did actually tell me he was ready to come on. If Mark wants to come on, he's ready to.
He is ready?
Yep.
You got the okay?
I got the okay.
You got the green light and the thumbs up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Mark said he would come on, too.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
If you're listening.
Okay, so we are. It's looking like we're going to be inviting our husbands to our show to be guests.
Co-hosts.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever drawn a picture of your cat?
Sure.
I think that's so cool, and I think spouses should do that.
To draw a picture of you drawing a picture of your cat?
Even friends. No. Draw a picture of each other. I even thought you and I could draw a picture of each other.
I have drawn pictures of Greg.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, you can draw a picture of your cat, and it says that it can be a lot of fun for you to do. You can do different variations. You can make it any way you want, and then practice your little slow blink with your cat while you're doing that. I think that'd be kind of fun. And if you draw a picture of anything, do you close one eye so things don't look three-dimensional anymore?
No, I don't.
I'm not an artist, so I have no idea.
Have you ever tried?
Oh, yes. That's why I decided I was not an artist. I have proof. I am not an artist. No. My mom was. She was excellent, but not me.
Wow.
Okay. Are we breaking? Is it time for our break? Not yet.
It actually it is.
All right.
We will
be back shortly. WTBR
89.7. 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
This will send shockwaves around the world.
Okay. All righty. Let's play some tunes.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is Community. And from Tim's Lawn Care, it's almost time for spring cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care can also take care of your landscaping, lawn care, mulching, and more. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281 4222 and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com. Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal, opportunity grows here, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's evcohypnosis.com.
It's a revolution.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield.
Ta-da. And we're back for the second half of our show. This is Lynn
and Ben,
and together we are
Stuff.
And we're here every Thursday morning at 8:30. Mm-hmm. And Beverly has one of my favorite parts of our show. Mm-hmm. And that is this true or is this false?
And I have two false and one true. The birth of legendary baseball player Babe Ruth was Samuel Gerald Ruth Jr. Yes or no? The Richter scale classifies hurricanes into five categories. And California is nicknamed the artichoke capital of the world.
All right. You heard it right here on this show. Probably haven't heard that ever on any show anywhere. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, this is one I brought that I like for myself, and it's kind of hits close to home. When I met my now wife, I asked if she was a vegetarian because she really loved animals. She responded, "No, I just really hate vegetables."
What vegetable do you hate?
Peas.
That's the only one?
No, of course not. Broccoli.
You don't like broccoli?
I can't eat broccoli.
Really? Even if you put butter and salt and stuff?
Gas.
You put gas on your broccoli?
No. I get gas.
Okay, thanks for sharing.
Well, you asked.
Beano. You get Beano.
It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work?
No.
Yeah, well, so Brussels sprouts probably are not on your list of liking.
I kind of like Brussels sprouts.
Have you roasted them?
No.
Oh, man. So you take your Brussels sprouts and you cut them in half, lengthwise.
Uh-huh.
And then you put
them
around.
How do you do lengthwise?
Well, you cut them in half.
Okay.
Well, I guess you can cut them in half any way you want.
Yeah.
And then you put them on a oiled cooking sheet and you spray it or something. And then you put salt and pepper on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you bake them in the oven until the part that's facing down, which is the cut side, mm-hmm. has turned mm-hmm. brown, nice and brown.
Mm.
And they really are good. You can do them in a frying pan as well. Just cut them in half, lay them down in the oil, get them nice and brown, flip them over, flip them around. Mm-mm-mm.
I'll have to try that.
They're good.
My favorites are, I just had them in my head. I can see long stalks. Asparagus. Asparagus and the beans. The
green lima.
Yes.
I knew you liked lima beans.
Yes.
I love lima beans.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of butter.
Yep.
Yeah. And I love asparagus.
Asparagus is so good.
I don't think Mark eats lima beans. Hmm. Speaking of beans, there's a picture over Bev's head of, and it is. It's an album cover.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy
uh-huh.
McGriff. The album is called Red Beans, and it is a giant album cover covered with red kidney beans.
Mm-hmm,
do you like kidney beans?
I do.
Do you ever mix them with mayonnaise and a little bit of vinegar, some sugar, and some
garlic
powder? Mm-mm. And a little bit of parsley or a little bit of dill? Mm-mm. Put it in a bowl, mix that up. It's like an appetizer. Mm-ma.
Does not sound appeasing.
I'll make that for you someday, and I'll bring it in.
Oh, dear. Okay.
I could eat a whole bowl of that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I thought I would talk a little bit about information I found on National Geographic. Oh, before I do that, I ran out of steel wool pads in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I needed to have one to scrub something. And
okay.
I could not get this. This is the top of my toaster. It has some black on it.
Aluminum foil?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. You are smart. And I read this and I thought, duh, a ball of aluminum foil, you just crumple it up and you rub it on the pot, the pan, mm-hmm. the toaster.
Whatever is black.
And, but don't do it on furniture.
No.
No.
No, 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 no. Especially not wood.
No, no, no. And don't use it in the shower.
Uh-uh. Or nope. Plastic.
No. Don't want to do
or
that.
Or skin.
But no. No. None of those. None of the above. Just pots and pans. Use that little ball. And yeah. And yeah. There you go.
The psychiatrist pulls the new nurse to the side. Is something wrong, doctor? She asks. The psychiatrist takes a moment before answering. Just say we're very busy. Please don't keep saying it's a madhouse.
Mrs. Wiggins. Remember her?
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Wiggins. For those of you who don't know, Carol Burnett Show.
Oh, please. Who doesn't
Mrs.
know?
Mrs. Wiggins. She would do something like that. So, NationalGeographic.org. I read about some things we can recycle that we don't really think about. We can recycle toothbrushes. So toothbrushes have... And I brought one just for you that I've used for the last year and thought, I'm going to recycle this and give this to Bev. So a toothbrush has nylon bristles, metal staples, really, and a plastic handle. The staples must be inside the plastic.
It must be.
Separating them, you cannot do. It says, don't worry, no one is going to put your old toothbrush in their mouth, but a recycling program called TerraCycle works with Colgate and can transform your old toothbrushes, your toothpaste tubes that have been used,
yeah,
empty dental floss containers, battered toothbrushes,
okay,
and all the packaging that they come in, into new plastic products. So you register online to...
But the stuff they come in is cardboard.
All their packaging, it says. Maybe it means the little package around the dental floss, that plastic.
Okay.
TerraCycle, T-E-R-R-A Cycle, will email you a shipping label. You slap it on a package, which has all your stuff in there.
Yeah.
And you... But let's see, you ship them to this place, and they will recycle them, or if they can't use them, dispose of them properly.
At a cost?
No cost to you.
Wow.
Yeah, TerraCycle. Just put them all in a box.
I've never heard that. That's something.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool, huh?
I was digging in the garden and happened to find a chest with a lot of gold coins. I wanted to run home to tell my wife about it, and then I remembered why I was digging in the garden.
Nasty. Nasty. Like that movie Secret Window. Did you ever see that one?
No. No.
Oh, who's the guy that plays Pirates of the Caribbean, the pirate? Johnny Depp is in this movie. It's not Rear Window.
That's
Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah.
This is called Secret Window. Johnny Depp is a really good actor.
I think so. Yeah.
He does this movie so well, and it's got a twist, and it's really good, and it's called Secret Window.
I have got to see it now.
You'll love it.
Oh.
I know you.
Is it scary?
No, it's... Ooh.
Paranormal?
Not really.
That helps a lot. Yeah, I got that. Okay. All right.
You'll like it.
Okay. I'll have to be reminded.
Secret Window. I'll send you a text.
Okay. The doctor gave me 1 month to live, so I shot him with my gun. The judge gave me 15 years.
What?
You don't get it.
No.
The doctor gave me 1 month to live, so I shot him with my gun. The judge gave me 15 years.
Now, that's a warped person. That's a warped person. Secret Window. I have to say it while I'm typing it.
Okay.
There, I sent it to you.
Thank you.
Speaking of gardens, do you know that you can put a pot in the ground and then you can put another pot?
Oh, gosh.
So I'm going to tell you something interesting that I saw or heard. It is not a good idea to do that. And do you know why?
Why?
Because you'll mess up the root system. Yep. The root system will get mad. Never seen her like this. Because then when you pull the pot out, the root system has gone through the other pot into the ground.
Yes.
And when you pull it out, you damage the roots. She is like, it's just like she won an Olympic gold medal right now, people.
What did I tell you, eh? What was that saying all the time? Oh, my word, I am vindicated. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody listening to me. I can't handle this anymore. It's just too good to be true. I told you so. I told you. I told you.
Okay, I'm going to say it. Ready?
Yeah.
You were right.
Oh, that's on tape, and I can listen back to it, too. Oh, okay. Oh. That is, you just made my day.
I knew I would. When I saw that, I thought, whoa, this dame knows what she's talking about.
Wow.
Yeah, child.
My mind is blown. How do you stop someone from choking? Let go of his neck.
Yeah, probably.
Where did Lucy go during the bombing? Everywhere.
Oh. Who's Lucy? Lucy?
Well, she's gone now.
I know. Lucille Ball, you know, I'm thinking of Lucy.
Oh, no, I had a cat named Lucy.
Oh, did you? I like that. Sneakers. How many people have some sneakers and they really should get rid of them?
I don't think anybody has never had sneakers.
Whoa.
Nobody has ever never had sneakers.
Who?
Nobody. I think everybody has had sneakers.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Has had sneakers.
No, I think it's just that's the thing. Everybody has sneakers.
We do. But
who
we
doesn't?
Have sneakers that we might want to get rid of.
Oh, that's for sure.
That's for sure. I hold on to them a long time.
Yeah.
And my toe starts to come through the top. Like those are the ones I use when I mow the lawn and all. Oh, well. It says, when you buy a new pair of athletic shoes, don't trash your old ones. Many localizations, such as It's From The Soul. That's the name of the organization. It's From The Soul.
S-O-L-E.
They accept donated footwear. You can check out a place called Soles for Shoes, S-O-L-E-S for Shoes. If your sneakers are well and truly busted, you don't want to pawn them off to a new owner. In that case, you can transport them to a new life as a pair of floor surface for other soles to stomp all over. What does that mean?
It sounds like a game to me.
You can start a new life as part of a floor surface for other souls to stomp all over. Let's read the rest. As part of their Reuse a Shoe program, Nike has collected more than 28 million pairs of athletic shoes since the 1990s. The footwear giants partners with other companies to turn your destroyed footwear into track surfaces, basketball courts, and playgrounds.
Okay, now I get it.
To take advantage of this program, you can drop off your old shoes at a Nike or Converse store, right, in Pittsfield. I'm sorry. Well, there's just not much here. With the collection bin. Oh, I know we don't have that. If you don't live near a store, you can go on the web and look for Reuse a Shoe, and they will let you mail your pairs to the Nike recycling facility Belgium.
In Belgium?
Wow. Yes.
Okay.
You can send them off to Belgium. You go to reuseashoe.com.
I'm going to send them my slippers because I'm already walking on the edge of the sole.
But it has a rubber bottom?
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, so, they can use that.
Go.
And they do have playground mulch that's like rubber. And
yeah.
You can get mulch for your yard that's made out of tires. And it lasts forever. Hmm. It lasts forever. But the problem is it smells really bad.
I don't want that, no.
Yeah.
When ordering dinner at a restaurant, I asked the waiter how they prepared their chicken. He explained, well, we just tell them they're going to die.
Oh, those poor little chickies. Yeah, they're so cute running around all that, running around with all that meat inside. Hey, did you ever think you could recycle your crayons?
No.
Well, if you have children out there and you have crayons, and maybe your kids don't use crayons anymore, Carolina factories produce 12 million new crayons every day. And we haven't forgotten your crayons. Send your crumbled old art supplies to the National Crayon Recycling Program in Colorado, which collects the materials for Crazy Crayons.
Crazy Crayons.
Yeah. You could mail them to the Crayon Initiative in California. They melt down your old crayons, and they send the new batch to children's hospitals across the country.
Aww.
Both organizations require that you buy your own postage for your box of colorful goods.
Hey, it's worth it.
Yeah. The crayons, Crayola itself doesn't have a recycling program. However, the company does accept used markers.
Okay.
Crayola
okay.
will take your used markers from school-wide recycling programs.
Huh. Cool,
huh?
Yeah. You know how you can tell that cats are smarter than dogs? Did you ever see eight cats pulling a sled through snow?
No. I don't think they would if they wanted to. The Iditarod?
Uh-huh.
Have you
uh-huh.
ever thought of doing the Iditarod?
Never.
No. No. I would be so afraid that I'd be on frozen water that they didn't know about and I'd go down.
I would get white blindness.
White blindness? Yeah, you'd probably have to wear some goggles that mm-hmm. are tinted. That's mm-hmm. a good thought. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't worry about getting cold because I understand that you can get clothing that's heated. I have a friend whose son rides motorcycles in cold weather, and his whole outfit is heated. His gloves,
Ooh.
His boots, his pants, his jacket.
I want to know more about that.
Yeah. I have a heated vest.
I think that's so smart.
Mm, yeah.
It warms your core.
Yeah.
The birth name of legendary baseball player Babe Ruth was Samuel Gerald Ruth Jr. The Richter scale classifies his heritage into five categories. California's nicknamed the artichoke capital of the world. Which one of those is true?
Well, I know you can pick artichokes in California, but I think California is the garlic capital of the world. Mm-hmm. They grow it in Gilroy.
Mm-hmm.
They have a garlic festival.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say that's false.
Okay.
I don't think that was Babe Ruth's name, and I think the hurricane one is right. I think it goes up to five.
Okay. The birth name of legendary baseball player Babe Ruth was Samuel Gerald Ruth. The birth name of Babe Ruth was George Herman Ruth.
That's false.
California is nicknamed the artichoke capital of the world. True.
No.
The Richter scale classifies hurricanes into five categories. Answer, false. It's the Saffir-Simpson wind scale, not the Richter scale.
Oh, well, that was just not fair. That was not fair. That's a trick. And so Gilroy, California is probably the garlic capital of the world. Just Gilroy.
All right.
Darn.
Do you have any final words?
I don't, but I just don't like being a loser. So I guess I did have final words. It's been wonderful being with you. It's Lynn and Bev at Stuff. See you next time.
As we'll see you. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.